final version of our bill will request the drafters as we go page by page. If there are any checks, they must make us aware of that so that we should correct them. We start with the on the final vision. The cover page, which is the first page. If there are anything on the top page. Okay. Honorable Minier.
Chair, I just wanted your observation in terms of process. Is it your intention that the committee votes on the bill today and dispense with it? Because if it is, I would ask you, is it normal practice that a committee be expected to vote on a bill literally 10 minutes after receiving the final version?
Honorable Monday.
Yeah, I think it was going to assist us to honorable member was asking the question giving us a report. But if he's asking us a question and he's not bringing a solution, I think he's causing problems.
Honorable member.
I can't propose a solution to a problem that I don't know exists. If you confirm that your intention is to vote on the bill, then I think a problem exists. If it is not your intention, then no problem exists.
Another word, Lando.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think according to the meeting that we there was some kind of an argument that the bill will be adopted. So if the chairperson can put that I think I'm also have a problem with the process. That's why last time when I was complaining about now we have this in session. That we have to make sure that they are in as agreed. But now all of a sudden I don't know how we're going to start and make sure that this in session has been there before. And these are the instructions that we agreed upon. So that we can really make sure that this in session that are in, they are really in, and those are the ones that we agreed on. So because this time that we are going to decide now is just too short for us to make a decision.
Honorable, I want how much time do you need?
So just on the question of process, you'll recall yesterday that one of the amendments that one aspect of the bill that we asked the department to look at was the question of separating benefits accruing to military veterans and benefits accruing to dependents. The department did that, and that separation was included in the amendment presented. But what the department did not have an opportunity to do yesterday was to motivate those decisions. Why is it that dependents will be entitled to certain benefits while military veterans will be entitled to others? That's the one point. What was the motivation? The other point is, what are the cost implications? I mean, it's a fairly major amendment to the bill, and the cost implications could be significant, because in my analysis, in my according to my recollection, the costing of this bill was made on the assumption that each military veteran would have one spouse, and that spouse would be entitled to a pension. That was one assumption. And that each military veteran would also have two children, and those children would be entitled to health care. That was the assumption made in the costing. But those are not the assumptions made in the bill. The bill provides for additional benefits, which means that there will be additional costs. Now, that's a problem. We cannot simply make amendments to the bill without being briefed on the motivation and the cost implications.
How much time do you need to go through the amendments?
I think we did not have this item of the interest. We agree to continue as well with next year's money. But now, new development, right? I don't know what. We agree this.
Honorable Mayor.
Chair, the one, I mean, obviously we would, it would be, I think, necessary for the committee to hear from the department on the separation of benefits and the motivation and also the cost implications. That would be one aspect. I don't know whether the department are prepared to do that this morning. I presume that since they've done the work, they probably would be in a position to brief us.
So you now agree that we must go through the piece.
What I am requesting is for the department to brief us on the amendments to clause 5 and their implications for the costing of the bill. I don't know how long that will take, and then I think that we need a reasonable period of time. I'm not exactly sure how much time to look at the final version of the bill.
The separation of benefits in clause 5.1 is the idea of the department or the idea of the committee in the sector. Because this bill is about veterans, and we are taking dependents as a package, and therefore it is our responsibility. We do highlight which are the benefits, and then we ask the department there to do that on our behalf. So I don't understand why does the department have to motivate why certain benefits is given to the veterans and others to the department. Because it is the policy that instructed that be done. In as far as that is concerned, I see this. This was asked.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's true. Look, the issue here, I don't want a lot of side issues. The issue here that Honorable Mimia and Honorable Fang, they just received the bill, but they can't pass it. Now they need time to go through the bill. I asked the question how much time, but they haven't told me how much time. Now the option that we have is that we may give everybody an opportunity, and then tomorrow we meet again and give you the final version, and unless you have any other suggestion. Honorable Kulabak.
Chair, thank you. Chair, with great respect, I want to ask the DA, do they want to be liable? Is it a prejudice on their side?
Yeah.
To see how long they can prolong the process? With great respect, Chair. I can remember that both the members of the DA were in each meeting. Were they asleep? Didn't they listen when the amendments was discussed by the department? They received previous amendments, documents. Yesterday we had a discussion. Certain amendments were made, certain opinions were given. Where were the DA with great respect? And the fact that they only, and I'm talking now, Chairperson, they can give their charge.
Yeah,
the fact that they only received the bill at 12:30 this morning, I only received it now. I suppose by now they should know what is standing in the bill. Mm. And with great respect, Chairperson, if we want to play for time, I don't have time to waste.
Yeah.
With great respect.
Yeah.
I have some other things to do as well. I am not going to be here if we're going to have a meeting tomorrow. I have other arrangements to do. It was scheduled for these 2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the deliberations on deliberations on deliberations. If it is an important point, yes. For instance, the cost is important for me as well. We had discussions on that matter as well. If the DA does not want to support the bill in the end, they still have an opportunity in the House where they can put forward their arguments to say we do not support the bill. But I want to ask the person, with great respect, I don't have time to waste. It is an important bill, and I say it with a lot of responsibility. I want to ask you, let's proceed, and let's get finished with this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kulabak. Honorable Mandy.
Leon Fonseca, estem tan liberals. Estem tan liberals. Jo sé molt bé, correcte. O sea, ni té un temps de molts i són. Obviously, DA is applying delaying tactics deliberately. These are all delaying tactics. We agree on this. The following day, they do something else. Probably because this bill doesn't affect them personally. We are concerned about the people who are going to be affected by this bill. Mr. or Mrs. DAGA, if you are not interested in the bill, you can move out. We'll continue. The federal is correct in saying if we have any objection, you can still raise it in the House when you debate the bill. As you as usual, you will object to the bill. I don't know why we are wasting our time. I think we are wasting our time. We don't have time to be wasted. We have had enough of the delay tactics. I think we should proceed from the chairperson with the bill.
Chairperson, may I just on the last remark? Sorry, I'm very rude there.
Yeah.
When the DA is going to respond, can I ask them, why didn't they ask these questions yesterday? If they wanted to know the cost and everything, why didn't they ask it yesterday so that we are prepared for this today? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mania.
Chair, there's no wish on my part to delay the bill. But if you recall, yesterday I raised the amendment to Clause 5 several times. I asked whether the department were going to speak to the amendment to Clause 5. And on several occasions you said they were. And members of the who were present yesterday will know that we in fact did not debate the amendments to Clause 5. The motivations for segmenting out the benefit to military veterans and dependents and the cost implications. Now, the committee will decide how it wants to proceed, but if it proceeds without that motivation and without being informed about the cost implications, then I believe that the committee is not fulfilling its constitutional duties and functions. But ultimately, the committee will decide. But Chair, let me be very clear. I am not happy with this committee's legislative process, and I'm not going to go through a similar shoddy process with the military ombudsman. We have to get the processes right. But ultimately, the committee will decide if they want to proceed, and if indeed they do, we will abide by the decision and participate as best we can in the process.
Thank you very much. I think this committee has been given enough time to deliberate on every part of this bill. I haven't seen any shoddiness in your deliberation. Therefore, I think that we must continue. And the other thing, honourable members, is that there is also a proposed, proposed amendment, which you may also refer to. In actual fact, what should happen instead of going to page to page, because we want to be as meticulous as possible, instead of going page to page, you will just look at the proposed amendments and check if they are in the bill and go on and go on like that. But we are not doing that. We want to be meticulous. Let's go on page by page. Can we follow that process, because we have already started on the cover page. Thank you very much. Cover page.
Jefferson, are you referring to B1B now or what?
B1B.
Okay, can I just say, Chairperson, it can only become B1B after the amendments have been approved. Let's just get the process correct, and the honourable here is correct with the process, Chairperson. We must sort this process out, and we're going according to the rules.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can only deal after, yes, we'll crash the, yeah. Thank you very much, honorable member. Then, we'll crash that. The next page on the deal.
Sorry, Jefferson, if you say the next page, there must be clarity on what page is. Are you with now with the long title of the book? Are you with sections arrangements, or are you busy with the clause 1? I think to have complete clarity that you have to say that we're busy with the long title, we're going to clause 1, clause 2, and everything, that everybody knows exactly where we are. Thank you, Jeff.
Page two, number four.
Can we look at the amendment on page 4? Open by page 2.
Yeah.
On page 2. Patron in chief. Right?
We have agreed that it should be patron in chief.
Yeah.
Instead of official president.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. On page 2,
So we look forward to the amendment on the table.
Are we, page 3?
Chairperson, we have two documents here. We have a document, Military Veterans Bill B1B, 2011. And then we also have a document, B1A, 2011, the proposed amendment. Now, Chairperson, B1B has incorporated already the amendments.
Yeah.
But I want to ask, Chairperson, to be technically correct, we should go through the proposed amendments and look at the original bill, B1B, we received, and compare it with that, so that there is no confusion. So B1B actually you can put aside, because in the end that is how the bill is going to look. But just to ensure that there is clarity on the matter, because you've only put the amendment of the patron in chief, but what about the other two? There's also an amendment on page 2 on line 8, the omittance of Director General and the omittance of hierarchy of me. And we didn't now put those forward. Are we rejecting it or what is going on?
That is what we were saying. Maybe we should follow that suggestion, because we have a list of proposed amendments. We all have that list of proposed amendments. Now, we just check as to whether those proposed amendments are factored in the final version. Well, that makes matters simple. Which means that we will have to have three documents. The proposed amendments, the original bill, and the final version. If that is the approach that we must take, which I think is the most simple approach, can we ask the secretary to give us the group members copies of the original bill? Can we ask for your
Let's check again if all members have got the original. If they have got the original bill, that exercise is not necessary. But those that don't have the original bill can just raise their hand and when should the original position be taken for both members that we have now?
Can I have an indication? Only two members do not have the original deed. Can we arrange for the original deed for the meeting for me? But what if we have got three sets of documents, the proposed amendment, the original deed, and the final version. And so we are going to look at them in that order. The cover page. Another question about also you corrected something on the final version. And then we will go to the proposed amendment again and say on page 2 in line 8 to meet authority of president and to substitute patron in chief.
I think that's line 14, not 8.
In the
it is correct, if that's what I proposed. It's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The concept is that the amendment has been, the amendment has been factored. Yeah. And then we go to, on the same page, to permit diversity general function, in respect of South African military veterans of ship and to substitute National Military Veterans Association.
The second amendment, it should be on page 12, on page 2, line 12.
Yeah. Yes.
Technically, you as chairperson must take a through, you must put each and every amendment. The very respect over floor advisors and everything. It's a decision from the committee. That's your job as a chairperson, to take us through these amendments now, because it's formal now. We have to make a decision on it. So it must be put forward by the chairperson of the committee to the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Okay, let's continue then. We'll continue as the documents are reaching. On the
understand?
Now we consider the as it is related, but if there is an error, the department and both the legal advisor has the right to tell us that here before we even consume on it, to say there is a correction and give us that correction and we rectify it.
That's right. Okay, that's fine. On the same page, in line 10, to commit hierarchy of need. Exactly. Now we go to question. Then we go to page 3, cross 1. To substitute association, capital letter to association. Association means the National Military Veterans Association, referred to in section 8. Are we on the same page?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, on page 3, line 12, after Eastern said legal or factual. Set that. On the same page in line 24, after force to be said, provided this definition does not exclude any person referred to in paragraph A, B, or C who could not complete his or her military training due to an injury sustained during military training or a disease contracted or associated with military training. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. The same page, page 3 from 928 to commit subsection 2. Then we go to clause 4. Line 14, to omit authority of president and to substitute petrol.
Yes.
Can you accept that?
Yes.
Right. Clause 5. Line 21, to omit psychological and to substitute severe psychological and neuropsychiatric. Accept that. Right. Same page. Line 18, line 23, after from to be said serious mental illness. Right? Yes. Same page in line 31, to omit end. Omitted? In line 32, after housing to add and. After line 32, to add K, barrier support. On the same page, after line 82, to insert the following subsection. 2 subsection 1, B, G, and H also applies to a dependent of a military veteran. Yeah. Line 40 to omit sub paragraph 2 and 3 and to substitute 2. The Director General may, from funds appropriated by Parliament for the purpose, transfer funds to organs of state or other institutions that pay or provide benefits to military veterans. I accept that. Then we'll go to Justice. Rejected. Wait.
Chairperson, if we omit clause 6, then I just want to ensure that we make sure that what was the previous one on clause 1? We say association means the National Military Veterans Association referred to in section 8. If we delete section 6, then of course that will read section 7.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Clause 7 on page 5, line 5 after board to be said, and may provide such benefits and infrastructure to the association. Yeah, okay. The same page from line B to omit paragraph B, C, D, and E. The omitted? Yeah. On the same page from line 5.1 to omit paragraph I and J. On page 6 from line 4 to omit paragraph L and M. On clause 8, 1 on page 6 from line 90 to omit heading and to substitute National Military Veteran Association. That is the matter. That's the heading. Yeah, we
before we move to class A, on page 5, in the National Military Veterans Association, first treatment to authority 7-1, line number 71. It brought to my attention that actually that page is the director general, not in the hospital, after commencement, if I wrote it in the cabinet, that checks it. That actually, that is the role of the minister, it's not the director. That's the leader of it's not a practical thing. That's just to substitute director general for minister.
I'm sorry, which one is that?
It's on page 5, under the line immediately after National Military, National Military Veterans Association.
The type of the original
bill.
B1. 7.1.
Oh.
On D1. Can I get? Yeah. It's that section which is
B1B.
Yeah, or if we look at the document on the proposed amendment.
Should be the minister.
On page 6 from 9 to 1 to omit subsection 1 and to subsection 2. On the proposed amendment, on the new letter of proposed amendment, on the page 2, we have guided you.
So, the chair, we will clause 8 now.
Yeah, well, just 8 now, right?
Yeah.
We have done the heading National Misadventure and Association, that has been changed already.
Okay.
And then we go on to 2 on page 8, yeah? Page 6 from line 21 to only subsection 1 and to substitute. 8.1, the Director General must, as soon as possible after the commencement of this Act, by noticing the Gazette, establish a body which is to be an association to prevent military organization. Organizations. You talk about that. But technically, it should be the minister. Legal advisors. Tell us.
No, I was saying with my colleague here that it should be the director, but he has said that no, the function is the DG's function, but to issue publication in the Gazette is normally the minister's function. I then suggested maybe we can revise it, still also to give the DG the function of the publishing and the minister to publish in the end of the Gazette.
Okay.
What we are saying is that the establishment of institutions in departments is in the authority of the minister. More especially if it is going to be cassette, it is in the authority of the minister. It is not in the authority of the director general. The director general is the implementer.
So you agree with them, that is the
minister?
Yes, I'm not going to do it.
The association serves as an umbrella structure to prevent military veterans from going to the right. Now we go to 3, page 6.
What do we have now? Is it the director general? Or is it the minister? No, you can't put in the minister. It is the function of the Director General to establish it. It is only the minister who will publish it in the Gazette. That is the way it should be, because if you go down to further amendments, we also say that the military veterans organization content that places in paragraph A may engage the minister or other persons to the structures established, referred to in this Act. So I do not agree that we take up the Director General. It must stay the Director General, and by noticing the Gazette by the Minister.
Okay. That's because that it must be correct. I'm sure we're doing the same thing. Thank you very much.
I thought we were agreeing that the minister must, as soon as possible, after the commencement of the act, by noticing it is death, establish a body which is to be an association representing military veterans associations.
Now we are
national. I thought we were agreed.
No, no.
That it should be the minister. Who does that? And not the director general. Are we agreed on that one?
No, that's not the question. The only the minister can have that. Therefore, the Director General is a functional. The Director General will establish and the minister will direct. That is what we are saying, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honourable Minister?
Chair, I just thought on the lighter note, I would point out that we are spending more time on working out whether the Minister or the Director General should be included in this clause, and who should gazette and who should set up the association. We're spending more time on that than on deliberating on what benefits dependents should be entitled to and what the cost implications of that ought to be. If ever there was misplaced priorities, that is it.
So, you will correct that technicality.
Then we go on.
I did capture it
very well. Like he is saying, we need the responsibility of the establishment to the director general. But we have a rider on the transaction part that then the minister has the
I think that's my understanding.
Maybe may I suggest formulation, sir? If the current 8.1 becomes 8.1A, and then we insert it paragraph B, and in that 8.1H we take out the words by notice in the Gazette, then we insert a new paragraph B, which reads, the minister must publish the date of establishment by notice in the Gazette.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Agree.
Amen.
Where do you end up playing?
And then he says, what is the
formulation of the new phrase?
It would be a new paragraph B, which would read, the minister must publish the date of establishment by notice in the Gazette.
Minister must
publish the date of establishment.
Date of the establishment.
By notice in the Gazette.
By
notice in the Gazette.
Right, we are done with the already. And number 3 on page 3 in 1926 to omit association to cut it by association folder. That has been done. Still on page 3, line 7. To omit association and substitute organizations.
Yes.
You have checked that, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then, same page, in line 81, to omit association, capital letter association, to substitute with small letter association. Yeah. Then we move to last line on page 6. In line page 8 to omit association and to substitute association is one letter. Association is done. On page 6, from line 45 to omit subsection 2. It has been omitted. Clause 18, page 7, line 15, after 10 to instead not more than 15. Yes, okay, is that it? On page 7, from line 15 to only paragraph B and to substitute B. At least 50% of the members of the advisory council must be military. Third in line 18 to omit paragraph 8. Right. Clause 14, again on page 7 in 1985, to omit director general and to substitute minister. Yes. Clause 22, page 9, line 12, to omit association to substitute. Association, capital letter association, substituted by small letter association. Now, clause 23 on page 9, in line 32 of each paragraph 8. Clause 25 on page 9, line 22 to commit different persons or bodies. Or is that being omitted? On page 9, I did after line 54 to add the following subsection. Any regulations related to criteria that must be met in order to qualify for benefits contemplated in subsection 1A must be tabled by the Minister in Parliament at least 80 days before such regulation is approved. Okay. Now, honorable members, we will suggest that the committee adopt the bill with the understanding that the changes will be set up.
Chairperson?
Honorable member.
If I may say, chairperson on the process, you've only dealt with the amendment and the specific clauses where there are some amendments. As far as I know, the correct procedure should be there now that you put the bill clause by clause and those clauses amended as amended. Because we didn't make a decision on the clauses that have not been amended. Thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much.
That would mean that we use the final version of the field. Yeah, another version. And then we'll start from then for top of that, we'll start by page, cover page.
Chairperson, again, the cover page is not the cover page.
Yeah.
We should start with the long title. Because the cover page is the cover page and the number will be allocated after it has been accepted. Thank you.
I will start with a long time to speak. The D. Yeah. Any agreed? Okay. Then we'll go to page 3. Clause 1, definitions.
as a member.
As amended, the honorable Funebat agreed as amended. Clause 2, interpretation of Act.
Agreed.
Clause 3, fundamental principles recognized by state and culture justice.
Agreed, as amended.
Sorry, Chapter, what was amended at clause 3?
There are no amendments here. Agreed to. The clause 4, section in chief. Agreed and amended. Clause 5, benefits relating to military veterans. Agreed and amended. Honorable Minya?
I would like to object to clause 5 as amended on the ground that I do not agree that military veterans should be entitled to facilitation or advice on business opportunities, and the further objection that we were not briefed on the segmentation of benefits between military veterans and dependents or the cost implications thereof.
The objection will be noted.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we go to clause 6, certain powers and duties of department.
Agreed.
As amended. Then we want clause 7, National Military Veterans Association.
That's the new clause here.
The new clause. Agreed. removal from office. Seventeen registration, resignation. Eighteen meetings of advisory council.
Agreed.
19 establishment of mutual veterans appeal box. Agreed. 20 powers and duties of appeal box. Agreed. 21 composition and appointment of members of appeal box.
Agreed.
As amended. There is an opposition there. Yeah.
Correct.
Correct. Correct, yes. 22, disqualification from membership of appeal board. Agreed. Clause 23, remuneration, removal from office and resignation of members of appeal board. Agreed.
As amended.
As amended.
Clause 23, which is actually the old clause 24. Section 15, 17, and 18 will change.
Chair, under clause 24, I wish to record again an objection. My objection is related to my argument concerning the verification process. The bill does not provide for a verification process in respect of military veterans or their dependents, and that verification process is not captured in regulations, and those regulations will not be submitted to Parliament. That, I believe, is a major weakness in the bill, and I therefore would like to record my objection.
The objection would be noted. We go to 24. 24.
Amendment.
So we adopted 24 with the amendment.
How the amendment?
Yeah. An objection, yes. Okay. Thank you very much. 25 regulations made under any law. Agreed. 26 funding. 27 repeal of law. 28 short title and commencement. Agreed.
Nicht für alles.
So, andere Memorandum.
If you look at the stable bill, I'll try to indicate where we made changes. Of course, we haven't changed the page 11. On page 12, we've corrected the cross references. If we work on the table bill, page 11, we didn't have any changes there. Okay, I'll try to work on the B1B. On page 11, we have inserted paragraph 262 is new. 2.6.2, clause 2.8 has been shortened in relation to the previous one because of the number of the functions that have been omitted, functions of the department. That's paragraph 2.8. If you compare it to that table, you'll see it's been shortened. Clause 2.9 has been changed to reflect the National Military Veterans Association with small letters, the one that is to be established by the DG. Then I think we can turn to next page, page 12, paragraph 2.11, top line. The advisory council will consist of at least 10 and not more than 15 persons. Otherwise, the cross-referencing has, as far as we was able to, has been corrected. The next change was in paragraph 2.15. The last sentence, regulations relating to criteria that must be met in order to qualify for benefits will have to be tabled in Parliament. And then on page 13, as here is a typing error. The previous version said that there hasn't been costing wasn't done, but that has been done. So the second paragraph of paragraph 4 is new. The estimated cost for implementing the bill in the current medium-term expenditure framework should actually be framework period will be, and then chair, I believe it's 1.6 billion and not 6.4. 1.6. And that is those are the changes.
Okay. Then the honorable William.
Can somebody explain how that figure was derived and why it was changed?
Honorable Mayor, if you have an objection, please raise an objection.
Sorry, Chair, I wanted to say, Lord Vizier, could just repeat that change. I was a little distracted.
Okay.
Chairperson, on page 13, the amount that occurs is 6.4, but that should be changed to 1.6 billion.
Thank you.
those are amounts, or that is the amount that I got from the spot.
Okay.
Chair, thank you. My question stands. It seems the department has managed to find about 5 billion rand in savings. I wonder how, in fact, that occurred.
Honorable member, I'm going to read the report.
It says to 1.6 billion.
Now, can we get an indication as to whether the committee accepts the changes as proposed by the committee? Well, I'll come to you in a moment. We'll just take off.
What's the state law advisor and the legal team have said in terms of that paragraph 4? It's not changed.
Thank you very much. We must now read the report. The report?
I second the list.
Let me read the report. The Richard Besson has been B1, 2011. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Defense and Military Veterans on the Military Veterans Bill B1, 2011, National Assembly Section 25, dated 29 June 2011. The Portfolio Committee on Defense and Military Veterans, having considered the subject of the Military Veterans Bill B1, 2011, National Assembly Section 75, referred to it and classified by the Joint Taking Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, repulsed the bill with amendments B1A 2011. Can we have a mover for the adoption? Honorable Blanken moves for the adoption.
Yeah, I move for the adoption.
Honorable Diale,
that's right.
It's second for the adoption. Therefore, the report has been given.
I second the adoption of the
thank you. Honorable Maria.
Chair, I did ask a question about paragraph 4 and the financial implications for the state. The Director General did answer the question and said it was a typing error. But let me just for the record state that the issue of costing for this bill, which is imperative, is still a mystery. If you look at the costing that this committee, the costing briefing that this committee received some months ago, in the MTF period, the cost of the bill was costed, I think, at 7.2 billion. In the financial, in this document, it's costed at 6.4 billion, and we now hear that 1.6 billion has been budgeted. We have no idea what the cost implications of this bill are, and yet we are passing a piece of legislation. That is a major failure of this committee. And I would like that on the record and recorded, Chair.
Honorable Mlambo, Honorable Mzee.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't think it will be fair for Honorable Mayor to say it's a failure of this committee. It is a failure to when we're articulating this issue, not a collective consent. Who can't listen, who's trying to be divisive, who doesn't want change. So it's his problem, it's not our problem, it's not a problem.
Honorable Mayor,
Chairperson, I want us to put a correction to the objection of Honorable Mayor. The 6.4 was a typing error. The correct figure is 1.6 billion, as presented by the legal advisor, that it was a typing error. And if we are not able to accept when we are told that the figure was not the actual figure provided by the department, the actual figure provided by the department is 1.6 billion. And we want to sit on the 6.4, which was put by error in the legislation. And we say we object on that. What it then suggests, Chairperson, is that we seem not to be understanding and realizing the fact. And I pause.
Honorable members, I asked for the mover and the seconder for the adoption. I got the mover and the seconder. Is there any objection? Honorable Lieutenant.
Chair, I don't want to prolong the debate, but I did want to respond. I mean, we have an obligation as a committee to consider the cost implications of the debate. Now, the Honourable Mzee and the Honourable Mkhamba say that I've not allowed more. If I in fact have listened carefully, I do not know how the 1.6 billion rand was derived. And if the Honourable Mzee and the Honourable Mkhamba would like to, perhaps they could explain how it was derived.
I pronounce this turning correct to honorable name. So can you please correct himself by pronouncing my surname properly?
Is there any objection to the adoption of this report?
No.
Chairperson, we are saying if honorable mayor is objecting, he should not base his objection on the typing error. He should base his objection on the fact that excludes the typing error of the figure. Your question is any objection, Honorable Mayor?
Chair, the final decision as to whether we support or object to the bill will be taken by my caucus, so I reserve my right. I still would like to note that the Honorable Mayor is not able to explain how the 1.6 billion was derived.
Now the bill,
there is no objection.
The bill was moved and seconded, and the bill is not objected.
Thank you.